weaker sense in the sense of they can be exploited by powerful, unscrupulous men. So women are always protected, either by a husband or by a son. If they take sannyas, then they can easily be, they're not protected so much. But Gurudev said that women can be sannyasi without the danda and without the robes. Like he said on several occasions, that I'm a sannyasi, but I don't have the, it's not called anything. So it's just the culture, but the function and the consciousness doesn't matter. If a woman takes sannyas in Indian Vedic culture, she's considered a prostitute because it means that she's leaving herself open to exploitation, unless she's very, very advanced, like Janaka or Ganga Mata Goswami. They're natural sannyasis by their own spiritual prowess, and so many men take their shelter. Advaita Acharya, who's the incarnation of God, his wife is Sita Takarani, and she's a very powerful lady. She's also discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. Remember that? There are so many. But for the fire and butter, as you said, there needs to be some separation. And Gurudev made a joke once. He said, the material world is man predominated, and the spiritual world is woman predominated. Because here in the material world, it's like, you know, might is right, and it's a perverted reflection, actually, of the reality. It's the world of exploitation.
What is the approach that they should take now that they're here for the next couple of months?
Gurudev's biggest lawyer is a woman.
She's one of the, she was in the magazine.
She's one of the five
copyright lawyers in America.
Yeah, one of the five top lawyers in America.
Yeah.
And she's Gurudev's lawyer. She makes his will, she's a member of the GVP, the publishing arm. She's the legal branch. Anita, who's on our team, she's in charge of tons of men, all book shipping. She orders men around all the time. Shipping, distribution, they were all helping her carry books last night.
She's
very powerful.
I want to speak of you.
Control of men.
Yeah, and you, and she's a
Yeah.
Yeah, I go around and speak in different countries and cities, and the men give me all facility. He's invited me.
Yeah, was so successful. Actually, we bought one of the acharyas after Prabhupada, Kirtanan Maharaj. He was in a way an acharya, right, of his call.
Yeah.
You got him to come to Miami, remember?
Yeah.
Because of that program?
In the park, yeah.
When it was
done in
Thomas Kira Park, he said, okay,
yeah,
let me go and meet Gurudev after that. Remember?
Right,
we proposed, first he came to the Thomas, we thought that he may not come, he may come, but then he came to that park, and then
that was
nice. You invited and he came. Actually, I come to you for Shiksha all the time. I mean, today morning, she there was a switch which was off, which you guys know. She put me on the back. So, yeah, so my mistake was when I came in, I should have sat with you for half an hour and then continued my parikrama. It would have been much better.
First.
It was a mistake. But now it's better. So,
why go down when you're already going up?
Yeah, exactly. She'll be here. In Malaysia also, I couldn't understand some of the Gurudev instruction. I always go to her. And in fact, the kind of answers that I found from you, it doesn't satisfy me from other people. I don't know why. It's just, I feel
it's
more,
kind.
Yeah. No, no, Bibi, it's just that, you know, so to, for me, you are definitely my Shiksha Guru in many ways.
It's your mercy
and
mercy.
So the next 15 days, so what should they change?
She's also in charge of a lot of men.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She's in charge of the whole Hari Katha that goes out to 130,000 people. She's in charge of the Seva Team's website, where she controlled men to make the Seva Team's website.
Okay.
She's international coordinator. Men write to her all the time. New men, karmis. You know, how I can connect. She connects people and groups and individuals and cities and so many things.
So what kind of services? They're really hungry for service. So what kind of service they can
What kind of talents and likes do you have?
So many.
I mean, I think for now, I think it's probably be simple. Lots of that's already going on.
Yeah, there's a lot. And there's going to be more full bus days, and you're going to be really tired, and a lot of walking. So what kind of things do you like to do?
Like helping in the kitchen, any kind of cleaning, obviously.
There'll be a lot of both of those
writing.
In the Gopinath Club and after. You said writing?
She's a good writer.
Mm-hmm. She likes books and art and music.
I mean, you write?
Reading, editing.
Okay, we can try those things once we go back. I mean, once after the program is over.
I like all things. Everything, literally. Yeah, I
do too. Okay.
I really like to learn how to play the drums.
Oh, Govinda can teach you.
Yeah.
You know, Govinda can teach films.
Yeah. We need more drummers, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you could.
I think that we're all interested in learning a musical instrument.
Musical instrument is very important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're really just trying to learn.
Everything.
I'm not sure yet. I know so
yeah.
little, so learning and then seeing.
Songs, learning the song.
Yeah, definitely.
The meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a big future.
We appreciate your time.
Sure. It's
a little intimidating to me to revere such a revered personality, so, but
I'm really
we'll
well.
Come. We've
yeah.
been reading your book, The Art of Spiritual
oh,
Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really
yeah.
helpful, and I'm
it's
coming
good.
Into coming into
oh,
it.
Yeah,
all,
right.
Oh, yeah. I can relate.
You can see how Prabhupada didn't make a distinction from that book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, he asked me to organize the Rath Yatra Festival when I was about a 1-year-old boy, and I didn't do it. But he gave me the opportunity. And there's one, my god sister, Govinda Dasi, and she's from Hawaii, and she was leading thousands of men in Harinam Sankirtan and new people and getting the devotees on stage at these big rock concerts, you know, for chanting Hare Krishna on stage. And then she led thousands of people on the Harinam. And then she wrote to Prabhupada and sent pictures, and he told her she should do a Back to Godhead article on it, and he named the article Heroine Govinda Dasi. She actually converted that, what's the guy's name? Siddhasarup. He was leader of thousands of disciples. And he used Prabhupada's books, but he was making himself up to be the Buddha. And she converted him and many of his followers, and he became a disciple of Prabhupada.
And now what I see is Gurudev mode is more like, you know, you teach women and men almost equal.
Yeah.
Actually equal, and then give opportunity for all of them to speak and in class, the senior ones from both sides to speak regularly.
And
like
some,
for example.
Like Uma Devi, he
yeah.
doesn't call on her to speak.
Yeah.
Because she probably faints. She's so shy and so
yeah.
But he sends her around the world.
Yeah.
And men and women listen to her all over the world.
Any other thing that they can capture in the next 15 days about association with devotees, what kind of devotees, things like that?
I'm not following.
So, what next 15, before they start, Gopinath Bhavan,
yeah.
they'll be taking sessions from you regularly, but for next 15 days, What instructions do you have for them?
Try and study the Vikrama book and hear the classes with the faith that actually this is not a material place. But every particle of dust, just like in the material world, in every atom is Krishna's form, form is Paramatma. And in these dhams, these holy places, every atom of dust is power of Baladev, power of Balaram. This is the first expansion of Krishna, and all of the incarnations come from him. And wherever you go, take the dust and your eyelids, mouth inside, not a lot of course, heart and head to purify our intelligence and sight and all inside our body and heart. And pray to the dust of the land, which has the footprints of Radha and Krishna and their associates all over them, to take away all anarthas. Anarthas means, in short, brief, unwanted habits and thoughts, and flood me with the divine reality, qualities and pastimes of the Absolute Truth, Krishna and his associates, and make me one of the servants, one of the associates. That's the essence of Parikrama, really. Hearing and taking the dust and being very, very honorable to all the species in Vrindavan, like not stepping on any ants, or being respectful to all the trees, which are all desire trees, and then being respectful to all the humans, like that. And not being close with men, not laughing with men, not being alone with men. Laughing creates lust, and so does being alone. Even if you're totally innocent, it's just the modes of nature that the bodies are made of. And learn Bhagavad Gita. I'm quoting Bhagavad Gita a lot tonight. That. If you like to learn verses, and you can learn, because you all seem pretty scholarly, if you can learn verses and then come to me and I can test you on it. Like, we learn verses every day too, except when it's too busy like this time.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man. So is that good?
Yeah.
And during the songs, you know, this all day of the songs, try as far as possible to remember the songs, learn them, learn the meanings, and pray to the author of the song and the person who's the subject of the song to make this song the reality. And those are all powerful things if you can do it. And as soon as I get your stick, I'll put those documents on it.
Okay. I think it's in my bag. I think
all right.
Are there any art classes, any painting classes in the ashram? No, but
the only thing I do really is you can, if you show me your work, then I can comment on it. And there's a young lady named Manjari. She's down at that table, book art table. And she's a fantastic trainer. She trained a lot of the artists who never painted before, including her, to paint the bas-reliefs up there. And this devotee who just came, this Swamvar, he's a professional art teacher.
He teaches in a regular school
in Mathura. So if you do something, then I can see what's the next best step to, if I can see something. All right.
What about maybe two lines? After that, you can tell
two
me
lines.
What I can do. Can I do paintings?
Alright.
The best thing is possibly
people.
Doing that.
Vishnu, Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just my only thing was that even if nobody came, I used to just go there. That's what I did. Make prasadam and just go.
Go where?
Go to different programs where I set up things. So, yeah, sometimes.
What do you mean programs?
Like, so, just for past 1 month, I didn't do a lot of programs in park. In a, there's one park there, so we used to go there.
Oh,
in the
like
Prabhupada. Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
He started in the park.
Yeah, so we started in park. So people used to come there.
Oh, you know what? He took this devotee named Ramananda.
Yeah.
You know him? He's from Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, yeah, I know him
very well.
Yeah.
He has hundreds and hundreds of people surrendering to Gurudev. And he does wonderful programs.
In parks, yeah.
So parks and
streets.
He will set up projectors. And if you can talk to him, he can probably give you a lot of good ideas.
I'm just following Prabhupada.
Yeah. You might give some hints on how to.
Yeah, I'll talk to him also. I talk to him all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Very
good. Okay.
In fact, I don't know when you're planning to go back.
First.
First.